is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Pindertal, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, May 12, 2025. You guys are out there. I hope that you're being able to recoup well from your Mother's Day present. I know that you didn't have any crab and rice yesterday. I know that you didn't do that. I know that you had all manner. This is the quietest the city has ever been. Y'all was in Mama House sitting down, listening to her. Somebody was singing. If y'all just do that, y'all went to dinner. You did all. And we give God praise for our mothers in those particular steads, in those positions. My mother was in Grand Bahama, but I spent time with my baby mother and not pursuing another baby. Praise God. Let's just be decent. But we were having a wonderful time, and we had a great opportunity. I got to be able to tell you guys about this at the onset. On Saturday night, like I said, we've made commitments. You heard me say it on Friday evening that I would do go to two places over the weekend. One was Demetrius Smith's 11th annual Mother's Day, sort of a soiree, gala event that he had, right, at St. John's College Auditorium, right? And listen to me, I'm going to tell you the truth. That is the most fun I ever had in Mussy 10 years. Oh, my God. I laughed so much. My cheeks was tired. I enjoy myself so much. I had such a wonderful time with Dimitri. And shout out to the 8 or 9 persons. And I can't lie to you, I can't remember all their names. Please, Dimitri, if you're listening, other person, Demetrius, if you're listening, please text me those names so I'll be able to say, because I'm going to start with the 3 or 4 people that I know. I would like to call everyone's name who you honored and really took care of during that particular time. I had a wonderful time with Dimitri, and shout out to ShipX, who was one of the major sponsors of the event, and to all the other persons. Now, this 11 years strong that he's been doing this, he's given out washers, dryers, all these appliances, grills, vacuums. He gives somebody, a couple people, the tickets to go to Orlando for a couple days. He took care of this person's first last security and 4 months rent. And there was nothing but support in this particular place. So I got to commend him, man. I got to. I think it's important that we do that. A lot of the time, we have this kind of a condescending snob, this kind of a snobbish posture where we believe only a certain caliber of people can do things. Demetrius come from very, very humble beginnings. And I laughed so much. His mother was in the space with him, with all of us. And he was just telling us a little, you know, backstory. So how his mother used to do playing gospel music. So much fun. I laugh so much. And my wife buy this ticket, right? I can tell you. So my wife buy the ticket. She buy the ticket. And ticket number was 365. So she showed me the ticket, 365. She said, oh, this is my ticket, 365. If I win, you going up and get it, right? So I said, I ain't got nowhere to get nothing. Dimitri calls me up and says, Howard, I'd like to be able to give you something. He gave me something. I was like, Demetrius, I said, I don't need this man. Why you don't do that, man? All these single women and things. He said, I know you don't need it. You're straight. However, I'd like to do this. And so he did that, and I was grateful to it. So my wife says to me, she says, if I win this thing now, if I win this, because I feel like I can win. That's what she says. I feel like I can win. So I said, all right, and if you win, you got to go up and get your thing. She said, no, you go up and get it. I said, baby, don't know how much time I can go up on this thing. I get a silky scarf on and here so the people think I come to take all the Demetrius things. No, you go up there and get it. She said, oh, I know. Ticket's 365. I said, well, my God, that's a full year. She said, what? It's a full year. Ticket number 365. Demetrius got it. Listen, we long ago, I had to nudge her on the chair. She said, oh, my God. I said, go get the thing. What happened? So we win some stuff. We had a good time. All those places had a good time. Listen to me. Demetrius, that should have been 5 times bigger. It was a full house last night, but it should be 5 times bigger. That thing was amazing. I had a great time. Shout out to all the performers. They had, Demetrius, send me the lineup, man, so I could be able to say these things with clarity. They had some cadets there. They served in royal capacity. They had a wonderful time being able to see them. They had, I think that was the C.R. Walker dancers. They did an excellent dance at the on the onset of the opening. What's the pop band? The high school pop band with the three singers in the band. Those guys, I didn't know what school. I can't remember. I think it's D.W. Davis. I can't remember. But whatever school it was, they did an amazing job. Man, listen to me. It's an amazing thing to know how talented people really are when you give them a chance. You know what I mean? When you give them a chance to really shine and to show their skill set and you be able to do that for them, you'd realize the ties that their desire to serve is rich and you could be able to change some things. Demetrius, I want to let you know, man, I had a great time. God bless you. I mean, forever bless you for what you've done and what you continue to be able to do for those persons who are less fortunate in our society. And I want to be able to do that. I commit to Demetrius to help him from now until I can't help him no more. Whatever I could do every single year, Demetrius, whatever I could do with my space, whatever I could do in terms of advertisement, whatever I could do in terms of being able to speak, you don't have to worry about that. That's on me. I'll be able to do that for you. No matter if I hear wherever I am, I'll be able to do that for you annually. And to be able to help those persons in our society. I had a great time doing that. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So go check them out. They are, steady and able and ready to kind of provide you with the with the insurance packages that you've been looking for. Now, I don't know whether or not it's going to be for your vehicle. I don't know whether or not that's going to be for your various packages that are available for your life or whatever the case may be, but they have all those things available down there. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South, you can be able to check them out. They're right there. Just ask for Mr. Richardson, ask for Mr. Efrick Bowe, and they'd be more than happy to provide you with that information over there. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Check them out. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in there. But before we do that, okay, so all weekend I've been seeing this. All weekend I've been seeing her, Dr. Teresa Adley Smith, okay? I've been seeing her all weekend. When I stopped by on Saturday to Demetrius's, his kind of a soiree that he had there, the 11th annual Mother's Day concert event that he had. And I stopped by, kind of go inside. She stopped me at the door and said, hey, girl, what you doing here? My mother is being honored, right? Her mother is Miss Sims, if I remember correctly. Her mother is Miss Sims, right? So I hailed Miss Sims up. I say, Miss Sims, how you doing? Boom, 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 hail her up. And if I remember correctly now, if I get your mother name wrong, please hit me up. And so she was being able to do that. And on Sunday, I saw her, because I committed on Sunday that I would go down to my good friend Ephraim Jones over at Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden, listen, wonderful food, wonderful meal. We had a wonderful time. My kids were there. I don't know what happened. They had a little snotty nose or whatever, so we gave them some medicine. So my two little children was kind of falling asleep at the table when we initially got there. But as soon as you put some of that little sugar and food in them, bam, they was up at it dancing on the floor again. Shout out to King David, who was doing the steel pan and all those particular things. Ephraim had a beautiful setup. It was a gorgeous thing. If you guys are really considering anything, you really should consider doing some stuff over at the Garden of Eden. The food is excellent. The service is consistent. It's strong. It's beautiful service that they offer. It's really homely, and you want to be able to do something there. So all those great events to do their prom, to do all these particular things, you really got to give consideration to these local spaces that have great stuff. My wife and I had a great time on Sunday evening. So we went from Sunday afternoon after church. We went directly there, and we had a wonderful time. So you guys got to be able to check that out, man. Call Ephraim Jones over at Garden of Eden to find out more information on how you could be able to book that. If you have something for an event for church, if you have something for an event for your organization, for school, a prom, or whatever the case may be, this is a great place, and this is superb. This is good food. And so you want to be able to go down there and check them out and get those particular things taken care of. I just want to let you know that all weekend I was seeing Dr. Teresa Adley Smith. And first thing popped in my mind, I said, how you doing? How person? She says, persons are coming for Cocoa Plum Wellness. And if you guys are out there and you're considering that, from all the food that you had this weekend, you're stuffed. Oh my God, you're stuffed. So you find yourself in this kind of a position where you may want to be able to find alleviation, because you wasn't frequent to begin with. But you put food on top, all the time, evacuation. Go down there and check her out, man. Just make your booking, CocoaPlumWellnessBahamas.com, and you can find out more information about how you can be able to make your booking. 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, and 50% off on the 25th day of every month. So we're coming up to the 25th day of this month, and you want to be able to make sure that you're in a good position to get those things taken care of, all right? So do that. Make sure you make your booking, or you can give her a call at 445-8111. That's 445-8111. Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas with the hydrocolonics, and you can be able to get those things taken care of like that. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. We're talking the way that we are, looking at all these particular things. GDP grows at 3.4%. Economic activity exceeds expectation. Oh, my God. Exceeds expectation. And the former minister calls for independent fire department. The deputy leader of the Free National Movement taking on this position, and he promises 25 new fire trucks and firefighting planes if elected. You should really say when. Not in a bad way. Not that I see the inevitability, but I'm simply saying to be able to project that even in the subconscious of persons that we are moving and transitioning into a new position. So I like that, right? Government has signed Grand Bahama Heads of Agreement this week. Oh my God, I hope we get that done. I hope that this government doesn't forget. I hope that we'll be, but I do believe that this is the time. Yeah. Because this is the language that we've heard. This is the language that we've heard for the past several years about the Grand Nukayan and what's going to happen as it relates to the heads of agreement. That doesn't negate the fact that the last administration didn't do what they were supposed to do with it. We can't fight them. But there was expectation for transformation, expectation for a different viewpoint, and for this to be active and some things to happen. Now we're seeing this administration talk to us, almost 4 years in, talk to us about being able to sign the Grand Nukayan Heads of Agreement this week, I think by May 15th. But let's talk about these things. Conversation. I am grateful, always grateful, to be here with you and talking like this. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys. Let me get back. We can open up the lines, have a good conversation after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
Pin this guy in a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky series at Pinder Tile.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind pizza like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025, July 4th, 20. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Forgive me if I'm starting off a little against the schedule and what we actually been talking about. But I had to let you know, I enjoy myself so much. You think it's Father's Day? So Demetrius decided to be able to help a single father. Now, he never called this person's name or anything like that. He didn't. The person was in the room, and he wanted to kind of extend them these particular things. And the bill that he was kind of footing was a hefty bill, right? And everything came up out of his pocket for this particular thing. But he hears people's stories, and he's automatically... right, automatically kind of move towards that and to assist them, right? And so when he made the announcement, he said, listen to me, if people from all walks and all subsectors of our society, let me say it like that, let me just be decent, right? And so after he made this announcement, and he said, yeah, so we're going to be giving this father this particular thing, right? And we're going to do this, and this, right? Somebody in the back there, oi, it's Father's Day. You take his Father's Day. All night they saying that to him. And I can see him cutting his eye, looking in the corner. He say that, right? And you think it's Father's Day. Why are you giving this man these things? Man, I laugh so much. I laugh so much at that event. I had a good time, man. And I'm sure that all those persons who were in there, who were invited, who were participating, I'm sure they had a good time. They expect to be winners all the time. But... I was just truly grateful to be in that kind of a space to know that people were being blessed and I could be able to see this happen in real time. Because, you know, often we hear about these things that we don't really see. So I want to be able to commend him and be able to talk like that. In the midst of the celebration of what was happening all weekend and persons being able to break bread with their mothers, I passed the cemetery. And on Saturdays, it seemed like it was a hell of a day for funerals. So many persons were in the graveyard. And so I passed, and there were some people out there not necessarily dressed formally. And as I passed, me and my son was together, and I said, oh my God, these people came to put some flowers in the grave for their mothers for Mother's Day, and I was passing Spikenard, and the graveyard was booked up. I said, "Oh my God, this is crazy." And sometimes we never take into consideration for those particular persons whose mothers aren't here. My wife is one of those particular persons. Her mother isn't here. She's no longer with us. And so this is sort of a hard time. She's gotten better over the years, but I know that this is still a heavy time for her. I mumble under her breath. She ain't gonna tell me, but I hear it. "Wow, I can't believe this. My mommy ain't here." And she say things like that. I say, life is something else. And so we continue to be able to pray for those persons who would have lost their parents, lost their mother more specifically. During this time, this is a very sensitive time for them. And I know that this is a great deal for them to kind of endure. So we can continue to be able to pray for you. And in the midst of that, spread right across the Tribune this morning, you could be able to see that in my hometown and my settlement that I'm from, 8 Mile Rock, tragedy strikes two Grand Bahamian families. There was a 17-year-old boy who drowned right there in the ocean, right? I told you stories about this kind of off the shore right there. That ain't no beach in 8 Mile Rock. We just call that the front on the bay. On the bay, you jump overboard, that's 30 feet of water right there, right? So there ain't no play. The closest you get to a beach was Lover's Beach. And you walk 5 feet out, boom, you drop to 60 feet. Like, this is not a game, right? And this is where we grow up. Between that and the boiling hole, this is where we grow up in these areas. And so to be able to read this story, it was a hard-touching story I saw it come across my social media yesterday, and I said, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. And I said, wow, a mother has to kind of endure that in the midst of and preparation for what we're doing for Mother's Day. And I thought that was sad, right? And just as I read that, boom, there was a police cruiser kind of speeding to the location and doing all those things, trying to be able to get to that space. And I think collided with, if you kill the woman right off the top, I think her name is Tia. If they have released the information officially just yet, I think her name was Tia, based upon the information that's coming to me. And I'm so sorry, man. I am so sorry. This is a hard thing to swallow. This is a hard thing to swallow. Whilst I've gotten a great deal of pictures from Marsh Harbor and persons in Marsh Harbor being able to do with their fires and dealing with fires and whatnot, this wasn't, the picturesque Mother's Day that a lot of persons would have envisioned. But I'm grateful that we're here. And I'm hoping that we find a way as a collective to be able to get ourselves and work ourselves through this. So let's talk about that. We continue to be able to pray for the families out of Grand Bahama. We continue to be able to pray for the families that her mother has transitioned, position where she's transitioning right now. I know it's a difficult thing. So we pray for you and pray your strength in the Lord as you go. Guys, if you're going to be able to join me, I think Garth's supposed to be here in a hot second to be able to sit with me. Let's talk a little taste of politics today. But if you want to join me, I'd love you to do so. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Grant.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Julian?
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Boy, I'm here. Listen to me.
Praise God.
Those of you that still have your mothers, mm-hmm. please cherish them. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting down here reminiscing. I don't have no grandmother, no mother. I don't have no godmother. I don't have no mother-in-law. And my children don't have no mother. Mm. Everybody gone.
That's sad, man.
But on this, let me just say happy Mother's Day to my daughter. And also allow me to say happy belated Mother's Day to your wife.
Thank you,
my brother. But I'm calling to comment and congratulate the Member of Parliament for Bamboo. I must do it. I've been going to Mother's Day events all of my political life. First time I've ever been to a I don't want to say political, because we had people from all factions there yesterday. DNA, FNM, PLP, CDR, FNA, whatever. That was the event of the day. And I'm sure there'll be some people that can call and verify or bash me on what I'm saying. There were about 450 to 500 mothers in that auditorium. They had seats. They had 40 tables, and each table had about 8 to 10 people to it. No children. Mm. They had the children event set up under the tent with the other little children thing outside.
Mm.
Howard Grant,
mm-hmm.
every mother that was in that auditorium yesterday
mm-hmm.
left with a gift or something. Left with a prize or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was so unfortunate that a little boy won the big event, which was anywhere that Bahamas Air travels. Anywhere with a set of luggage. Yesterday, a little boy won that. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying, Howard Grant, the people were there, enjoyed themselves.
I like that.
And I have to comment on it because I think she went, she overdone herself yesterday. That was one of the only events in my lifetime I ever went to. They had an hour of just toting. Whatever you wanted to tote, to 7. Food, drinks, whatever you wanted to tote.
I like it.
You could have towed and take to your car.
So
I've
I gotta
never
give
seen
a,
that before.
I'll get to give her a commendation and be able to, you know, commend her for her posture. And I know a lot of other persons have seen some stuff. Thank you so much, Julian. I appreciate your call. I've seen a lot of other persons actually do some stuff over the past few days. Members of Parliament, I see them sending out some airings that they would have gotten. Some people are very proud about that. I think it was Lisa Ramming being able to give out some nice stuff in those areas. I see people are proud of those particular things. Parliament having events, and a lot of persons are very happy for that. So I want to commend you. Whether or not you're an aspiring member of Parliament who've done something, whether or not you're a sitting member of Parliament who've actually done something, whether or not you're a community leader, whether or not you're a church, your church and your organization, whether or not you're a fraternity, wherever you are and you felt the necessity to be able to come together, put finances together and touch the lives of those people to say that we're thinking about you, that we remember you, and we want you to know that we care for you whilst we're here in the land of the living, I want to commend you. I want to commend you. And this is not political. Wherever you are, and you've taken the time out to say to a Bahamian citizen that we've seen your commitment, we've seen your service, we've seen your heart. I want to commend you for being able to take on that posture. That's important. It's not an easy thing, but I want to be able to commend you for being able to take on that posture and find yourself in that commitment. I kind of put something together yesterday, and I wanted to kind of to put something out there. I made a longer one that I'll read now, but yesterday I didn't do it. It wasn't a long one yesterday. It was a much shorter one that I actually put together, but I put this together, and I just want to let you know that I was thinking about you and thinking about your commitment during these particular times. So I just wanted to kind of let you know that. All right. This is Happy Mother's Day 2025 to all the mothers of our nation, those who have held and pressed forward with their hearts full of love and their hands that shaped by sacrifice. You've poured into your children with passion, molding minds and preparing them for leadership. To the mothers who have fought battles, who faced loss, who shared tears and yet remained, your resilience is the heartbeat of our future. Unfamiliar spaces, saturated with shifting cultures and uncertain values from foreign lands. May you not look north, south, east, or west for validation, but look within your heart, within your community, within the legacy of our history. Let us draw strength from the examples of those who came before us and build forward from the foundation. Happy Mother's Day. I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you and thinking about your hard-earned position and the service that you've rendered you know, pouring into your children, accolations, rather, being able to speak into their lives with strength and saying that God has called you to move in a particular passion and position. To mothers currently who are being influenced or who are seeking to be able to stay true to their convictions despite their influence of what's happening from the north, east, south, and west around the world, and being able to stay steadfast, I say to you, remember your Grammy, your great-grandmother, and all those that have served before you that brought you into this space. And let's build on those things for a brighter and stronger Bahamaland. I want to take this quick commercial break, guys, and when we get back, we're going to dive deeper into it and really be able to have this conversation after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
You try to rest, roll with the best, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wendy's Mall and Marathon is offering you a deal that you don't want to miss. For a limited time, you can purchase a Dave single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich for just $5. That's right, you can enjoy Wendy's fresh, famous food without breaking the bank. Remember, this offer is only available at the Mall at Marathon location only. So stop by and grab the Dave's deal today.
When your hands are too full, life is just too complicated. Nala, Sammy, come here. Uncomplicate. Go faster, safer, greener with the digital way to pay. With Tap to Pay, it's as easy as a gentle touch. No more headaches. Say hello to convenience. The future of pay is digital with options like credit cards, debit cards, online banking, and digital wallets. Make every experience unforgettable. Embrace the ease of digital payments today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
Julian, somebody called me just now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back on 96.9 FM. Somebody called me just now. It's Howard. Julian saying all them things about his MP, but he say he never see, but he can't see. How he can see? Anyway, praise God, I'm not going to fight you. We're having a good time. The lines are open. If you want to be able to call in, I'd love you to do so. 323-6232, 325-431-242-300. They're hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
What's up, Ben Howard?
What's up, Papa?
Very cool. Thank God for life. Good afternoon to your guests and your producer. Ben Howard, I wanted to say, I hear what the news is saying and what you was commenting on. At least I want to agree with you on observation, and it might have been a mistake. I don't know if the papers type it up that way, and that's what the people will be able to read and say. But, you know, the deputy leader of the Free National Movement, Shenandoah, he say if. You know, we don't only want to say not if, but when, because to be positive, to get some relief, right? I think the sensible thing to say is when to ever. I mean, and not just when. It is when. It's when to ever. This time, next time, whatever. That's something we need. But just a correction or a little observation. He said 25. I think we need more than 25. We need like 225 or something like that. Not Nassau, but for New Providence, but for all of the family islands. I think some of them fire engines has come. Different styles to do certain things. Some just tote water, I believe. I don't know if they call them tankers or what. So you can't just buy certain. You got to do it the right way. So I think we need like plenty. We need plenty fire engines them right now. I like the idea about the airplanes to be able to deal with the fires. Maybe a couple of helicopters also. But it's not if, it's when. I even hear the COI leader say he could double the old age pension for the old age people if they. Support him next time around. If he become the government, if the COI become the government, I say they need the for the living and everything else. That doubling it is better than what it is now, but it needs to be like quadruple or something, or triple it or something. Mm-hmm. I think the older people really appreciate it. I know people mightn't be into the COI or the F&M, you know, but we got to do something. Some people might be satisfied with what we doing right now, but you know, the man say 25 fire engine. I think we need more than that. Mm-hmm. You say if, I say when. Tell me something, Howard. You hear the story before where they're saying they have a tape where I want to know if this is an AI tape, AI being run a little while ago. We just really talking about it a lot in the Bahamas or worldwide. When Brave Davis was to meeting somewhere with some Haitian Bahamian people, and he's saying that he's one of them, there's him and all of that stuff.
I saw that.
No, that was real.
No, I saw that. And that
was real?
That was circulating from the last election, yeah.
Okay. Why ask that, right? If I know Prime Minister Davis would do everything he could do. I mean, if we check the reports in the news, then they're trying to do everything they could do to help Haiti. Some people may say they ain't doing enough. Some people say they're doing too much. But I know he care about the people in Haiti, right? Mm-hmm. I listen to the news and I understand that our new Pope, his mother, parents, I don't know if both parents or one of his parents, you could check it or Google it or something, mm-hmm. is of Haitian descent or Haitian people, and the Haitian people proud of it. And I know he was talking his voice, which you all call, the Catholic people call the Mass. He talk about Ukraine and Russia. I don't know if I missed the part where he might have talked about Haiti. I know they say he was working in South America for some time, Peru or something mm-hmm. like that. But I believe he can be able, I mean, it might be wishful thinking, some people say, he should be able to work with those, talk to those gang members and all them people and try to help Haiti. I mean, they get some smart people all over the world. But I don't know if they thinking about it now, maybe to come together and see if they could really try to do something to help Haiti, because it affecting all us, even us in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. I like all those particular things. I know a lot of persons are talking to me about the fact that he is, I think it's Pope Leo the 14th, born Robert Francis, mm-hmm. Provost, and he was elected May 8th. So we could be able to talk about those particular things. I think it says that he was born into Chicago
yeah.
in 1955 in Illinois, right? Of Frenchian descent.
The old story, the Haitian people proud. They say now.
So he's a French and Italian descent, right? Uh-huh. He says where he's identified as a black in the early 20th century to U.S. Census records while residing in New Orleans. Yes.
And you know French there too, right?
Oh, okay. I didn't know this, you know.
No, I didn't know it neither. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention and saying I think it's something good should come out of this.
Wow.
I mean, Prime Minister Davis, he said, if that ain't no AI, and he's saying he people is. I mean, some of his parents, I don't know which one of his parents. I want to say Maui Pa, right? One of them might be proficient. He said, and he's trying to do everything. Maybe the Pope might could do better.
Wow.
The Pope might could help out better knowing that he's proficient. At least check it out, because I could be wrong. Yeah. I might be wrong. I might have dreamed that. I thought I heard it on the news.
Well, I'm looking here to see if it's a Haitian. I appreciate your telephone call.
Keep up a good week, Howard.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. I'm looking to see if it's a Haitian, but we know that the French Quarters. Has a lot of, and so we could be able to read this and find out more information exactly what's what. Now, I don't know the correlation of being able to say whether or not because he is of Haitian heritage, I don't know if we're saying because liberation exists in their blood, that he could be able to fight for the liberation of those persons that are in some way, you know, trapped to their position and stagnant spaces to find a true sense of liberation, growth, and development. I don't know where that correlation is. I don't know what that is. or whether or not you'd like to be able to identify yourself and see yourself in someone who has been elevated from a national standpoint or from a global standpoint to a significant position of power, right? So I look at that and I say that. But you know something, I can say this to you. This morning I wrote an article,
right?
I wrote an article this morning. I, just thinking about the Pope and thinking about certain persons ascending to various positions in our country. And the letter was called, I think I'm going to put it into, I'm going to try to be able to put it in today. But it's called A Call for Reflection and Realignment of Our Faith in Communities. Now, the entire letter was about this sort of an idea of being able to look at the pillars of religion and tradition and culture, and forgetting the responsibility that we have as it relates to the convictions and faith and the alignment thereof. And so I went kind of deep in this letter and being able to chop these particular things down. You know, I just talk and think and talk and think and talk about these things. And as we think about these things, I often say that, and this is how I set it up in the letter, right? This is how I set it up in the letter. This idea of religion is not where we come from. People is called our faith religion, or the church, this particular Ephesus, they call it religion. They don't take into consideration that this concept and idea of religion was designed by man. And when we talk about the house of God, that is a different space entirely. And so I think about religion as a battery. And over the years, we see fraternities and political organizations kind of jump to this and looking for electricity in their organizations. So they would cling to this organization, looking for a jump to it. And things have shifted over the past, I want to say 50 years, where one time ago you had to go to the church for support, whether or not you was a Mason or you was an Elk or whatever the case may be, whether or not you're FNM or you're PLP, you look for the support from the church. But now it seems like those roles have been inverted. And so I've written a letter to talk about that and to talk about whether or not we're taking seriously this call that we're called to move in faith and this kind of determination to make things happen from that particular standpoint. And so I wrote that, and I just want to be able to kind of have that kind of a conversation with you guys. Well, I'm just stepping into the studio. I know that we're going to have a further conversation at 1 o'clock. Is my very good friend Garth Roseborough here with us. I'm grateful that he's coming at the drop of a dime, always being able to do that. My brother, it is wonderful to see you. I hope you had a good time. I know your mother's not here on the island with us, but I'm sure that you're going to spend some good time with her in due time and due season.
In 2 weeks.
Praise God.
In 2 weeks. So those people who don't like to hear my voice, they'll be missing me for about 2 weeks.
Praise God.
But I will be eating well, and I will be enjoying family.
That's wonderful, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So what's happening with you?
Well, it's all good. I think there's a lot of excitement in the air. Definitely the political season has kicked off, and you call Howard Grant that you made a promise that we're going to go back to the polls again and do another poll to see how convinced we've come. And I look forward to hearing you mention maybe what time's a good time, being uncertain about when the election may take place, and no candidates on one side and possible candidates on the other side. And
let's do it after the whatever is going to happen on June 6th. Let's do it after that.
After June 6th.
Whatever happens after June 6th, I'd like to do it after that. The PLP has made a commitment to the Bahamian people that they will test the strength, more specifically, a desire that they had from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. On June 6th, they will test the strength of their organization. We're still trying to figure out what that means. And so we wait with anticipation to be able to make that kind of determination.
Okay.
But after June 6th, I'll be able to do that. Mitchell's in the paper today right here in the Tribune, and he says Mitchell dismisses early election talks. He says, only one man knows when. This is the same thing they say with God. Same thing they say with God, right? Only the Father knows. Only the Father knows, man, right? And, but we're making a determination based upon if we looked at the skies. And that's what the Word of God says. Yeah. You'll be able to see the signs in the skies.
Well, they said the sky turned red, though.
Okay, then. What you doing? So we can be able to talk about that. And but they did say that they would test the strength of their organization when it comes to that by June 6th. And so after June 6th, we will make a determination of the best time, because that's still in the middle of summer. But if we hear that language of a political kind of an overtune, then we'll definitely get to our polling right away. All right, guys, let me take this quick commercial break, get the news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on these particular days. Jamming the way that we are, day after Mother's Day, I know you got all the things in your fridge. Your house look good now, pretty, you got all kind of flowers, everything around there, beautified. My God, it don't smell like crab at all. But come Father's Day, oh my God, you get neckties and boiled crab. Here, have this. Well, praise God for mothers that we could be able to have a decent meal throughout the year, all right, and enjoy ourselves like that. I'm sitting here with none other than Garth Roseboro, just being able to talk the way that we are. From a political standpoint, we feel like the political season is kind of gearing up and to make a determination as to whether or not we see some persons in their position, whether or not some persons need to be shifted, whether or not a constituency is responding well to one person or another. I would say I would like to go back to another a poll, because I see a lot of people doing opinion polls since we've done what we've done. Okay? Some persons have taken on a position of being able to do you know, these kind of a polls to find out what's what. I can't fight them. I mean, it's cool. You understand? But we're seeing exactly what's what. But I don't want to be able to just kind of jump back into the fray like that. I'd like it to be to take time to do it at a specific time. And I believe that time would be after June 6th. Now, remember we said by the timeline down the other day, I said by the end of the week, the F&M should have shaved down. We talked about this, Garth. Mm-hmm. Remember this? I said by the end of the week, the F&M should have shaved down from four or five to two persons in a particular constituency. We talked about, let me look for that, look for that timeline. Remember we said that? They should shave down by the end of the week, by May, let me see, I write it down, you know. I said by May 9th, we should be able to see those particular things, right? And I said by May 16th, the F&M should say, we're gearing up to tell you who is going to be those particular things. And by the last week of this month, we should see ratifications in the Free National Movement. You think we're moving towards that?
Well, there's still some rumor on the streets that there's some infighting between the powers within the Free National Movement. We have been spoken to about getting into their business, and we're all interested in your business because you're the royal opposition. You're a public entity, you're a public party. You spoke strongly about transparency and accountability. And so when you are transparent and accountable, then everyone should be able to audit your organization. That's the way transparency and accountability works. But if you're telling us lies, that you have no interest in such, then your behavior in telling us to stay out of your business, then, yeah, it's telling. It's very telling. As for the candidates, I know of a few aspirants. I've always felt that a few of them, Howard Grant, should have already been named by now. But once again, I'm not a member of the party or in the inner circle of the party as to how they think. But I can tell them that on the streets, especially with the young people who lack the patience, because when I was young, I didn't have any. They ain't for this, Howard Grant. They're not down for this. And it's telling. If you're looking at a timeline, as you suggested, May 15th, you did say May. That. You did say that May. This is now May. We're going into June, into graduations and proms, and going into summer break. People are looking to go into foreign places and cruises, etc. To really get down and serious into election mode for your organization, let's say you call them early June, Howard Grant. When do you figure the machinery would actually kick into full gear with the summer being upon us?
If it was me, and I don't want people to feel that I'm the be-all, that ends-all, but I'm just saying.
Some people believe you are. Some people believe that you believe that.
I don't believe
that. Yeah, but go ahead.
I try to be able to make sense of these things. I try to make sense of it. It has to make sense. As a man, I just want to put my logic to it. What makes the most sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. And as I look at this, if the PRP is taking on this posture based upon what we're seeing in the environment, based upon what we're seeing shift, based upon the language that's used, based upon this sort of unprovoked push in every constituency to show up and to show out, based upon the fact that we're seeing cars wrapped in political faces now, based upon all these things that we're seeing that we haven't seen for the past few years, and knowing that time is winding down, if we're seeing this, and we hear the pronouncement from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party indicating by June 6th, we're going to be able to find ourselves in the position where we test the strength of our organization. If I was the FNM, I wouldn't wait until after June 6th. I wouldn't wait to see what the PLP does. It doesn't make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The Free National Movement has a responsibility to be able to push against the grain of tradition and the comforts of politics, that conditioning that says, let's wait until the end because we're the Free National Movement, we're going to be able to do this. Members of Parliament and aspirants are doing more as it relates to being able to create a theme song right now, a theme song, and show you their posture and position on social media, as opposed to being able to really get in the constituency to find out the issues, to really be able to step forward and make transformation. And if that is going to be the FNM of old, and this particular organization or this dispensation of leaders right mm-hmm. now, this mm-hmm. new set of leaders right now, are being able to show us the same posture of the fellas from old, then what the hell are we going to bother with the FNM for? Can I say that? Is it okay for me to say that?
That's what's happening. And I got news out of Grand Bahama today. Mm-hmm. That there is now an attraction towards the Progressive Liberal Party, even among some of the known Free National Movement
supporters.
You know,
you realize you said Grand Bahama. You didn't say South Andres, right?
No, I said Grand Bahama.
I heard you say Grand Bahama. I meant to say.
Yeah, I meant to say that because I'm looking at this thing nationally, the infection that's taking place. But South Andres is always PLP, Howard Grant.
That's what I'm saying. You said you're hearing some stuff come out of Grand Bahama.
Yeah,
they say that they're moving towards the PLP.
Yeah. So it's
okay. So let's fix this.
So when you look at both of those, let's look at South Andres and who is known to be PLP. Let's look at Grand Bahama, who's known to be Free National Movement. But they're still a magnetizing towards the Free National Movement. I mean, the Progressive Liberal Party at this time. The Free National Movement wants me to be able to say, you know what, y'all are going to win. Y'all are going to win by default, or you're going to win by ingenuity or innovation, or y'all are looking really good. I can't say that, Howard Grant, because you have not presented anything to the table.
Well, I must say this. I will say this about the Free National Movement, as I started to say. I'm watching members who are aspirants, members who are articulate, members who are responsible for being able to put the message of the party to the forefront, and I'm seeing them gear up from a social media standpoint
mm-hmm.
and gear up to be able to show a good, they're presenting themselves accordingly to social media.
Mm-hmm.
But my concern is that that is the posture of all politics.
Okay.
Now, whilst I don't want you to neglect the responsibility that you have to doing this,
mm-hmm.
to get to the core and transform and get people on your side, you got to go in the constituency. You got to go touching doors. Now, I heard a lot of people touching doors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing a lot come out of Southern Shores. A lot come out of Southern Shores.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the party needs to be able to kind of to shave it down. If there are an expansive number of persons in various constituencies, shave it down and present two persons. Let them work that out. And by the end of this month, make a determination who's going to be ratified. that if you know your candidates early, that the PLP could do this and the PLP could do... No. You shouldn't have that fear anymore. The Free National Movement needs to show itself strong in every constituency to win the next general election. And I don't think that you could wait, because if the PLP understands that you haven't done that just yet, they could call... If they're going to pull a fast one and come to a snap election, then you're still not going to be prepared. And you cannot lean on this sort of an idea that says automatically the PLP just win, the FNM is going to win. You cannot believe that you're going to win by default, because this organization, this PLP, is doing everything. Oh, let me fix that. They are willing to do whatever it takes to win. I can't say is doing everything. They haven't completed some things as yet.
But they want to win.
But they want to win.
Now, question, does the FNM...
Even as we see this particular thing, and I'm hoping that they don't fumble the bag on these things, because if it took you 3 years and you didn't find a suitable candidate, a suitor for the Grand Ducayan Hotel, and then all of a sudden, as we are stone throw away from the next general election, we're seeing you being able to make these decisions. I'm hoping that you're not making these decisions in haste, which will lead to us in a position of a devastating position, potentially. Because we would have seen that before. We would have seen when Hubert Ingraham made a... was it Hubert Ingraham?
Right.
With the casino out of Grand Bahama, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a casino out of Grand Bahama. And it was a poor decision that was made, because they found out that there was some quote-unquote nefarious characters associated with the purchase of the country club, the Princess Country Club and casino in Grand Bahama.
If someone knows about that...
Hold on.
They can call us and let us know.
Oh, Jesus. What does the people name?
They'll call and tell you. I don't recall. Not today, I don't.
No, it was some nefarious characters, and then it popped up in the news that they may have had some affiliation with mob ties. Right? If you remember that. Guys, you remember that? Text me and tell me exactly what the company was called, right? And we could be able to talk about that, right? But these are serious things, and you can't... Somebody text me and say, "Oh, you're still talking foolishness. I don't care what you say, what's circulating. I do not believe that Brave Davis is a Haitian." I didn't say that he was. Why would you say something like that? I never said anything of the sort.
Sure.
Yeah, I think they're trying to lure me into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
The devil is a liar. Yeah, I think that's right. The devil is a liar, right?
Listen, Howard. Let me tell you how you know we're in election season. I've sat here with you over time, right? We've been together for some time in terms of radio. And the type of conversation you're having now and the responses from individuals, you know it's election time. The responses are getting more silly, and that's why they call it silly season. These people are so immersed into their own culture of political recognition that anything outside of their own way of thinking to them, rightfully so, it's your opinion, but they're prepared to fight, tear you down, and diminish you by all means necessary. They still have not yet understood that the one entity in this country that you do not want to offend is the media.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to do it. I'm promising you.
They can. It's not a big deal.
But they could, but it's not in your best interest. It's easier now for you to make friends with media and to have media and speak on your behalf with all of the merits of your organization. But if you want to go out there and take the chance, which you have the right to do so, and then you make a boo-boo, as they say, media is going to be all over you, because that's what media is all about. Media is about news. Media is about what's the pulse on the ground. And you can't blame media for what is being said about you. You may be offended at what people are saying about you, but we are all said something about. But I don't go around wearing a chip on my shoulder and being offended. You call Howard a PLP. You call Howard a FNM. No one has called him a COI yet. I heard somebody whisper to me when I was home the other day, say, "You think Howard is a COI?" I mean, come on, folks. Everyone has a right to vote the way they'd like to vote. But this whole animosity that you're building up, that in my mind I think he is, it doesn't work that way. We are reflecting what is being said on the streets. Come election day, the people will vote. You'll either win or you will lose. And then we go back to normalcy. But this time in this season, Howard Grant, we're going to get some of the most silly responses and some of the most silly attitudes on God's earth. It's not merited, but hey, it's all a part of the process.
Well, you know, Driftwood, that was the hotel.
Driftwood?
It was Driftwood. It was Driftwood.
You mean something Driftwood?
The last communication was, guys, you know, when I start to say these things, I just have to make sense with you. Harcourt Development acquired the Royal Oasis Casino. Royal Oasis in Freeport, Grand Bahama in 2007, approximately $33 million with plans to invest around £250 million in redevelopment. However, the 2008 global financial crisis severely impacted Harcourt's financial capability, and they left it in that thing. And it was prolonged, inactively resulting in the resort remaining closed and deteriorating over time. So that was that sort of an instance. And a lot of people had allegations associated with their tides and how these things, to say that this was during a time for general election. And as they were moving towards a general election, some decisions were being made in during this particular time. And it seemed like it was missteps, right? It was this sort of an approach to be able to swiftly do things, right? And you know, just the cyclical nature of life. When we find ourselves in this position without being able to learn from the issues of yesteryear, we travel the same path.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that it's kind of a swift decision for the PLP to kind of make this very quickly. May not necessarily be the best. We're going to find out more about it and find out more about these particular things as time goes forward. But if I can't lie to you.
You know what I liked about your poll?
I can't lie to you.
Let me tell you why.
This was a horrible idea.
Mm.
I just want to be honest with you, Garth. You're my guy, you know, and I want to be able to be honest with you and be honest with the people of the Bahamas. If in 3 years, after actively being able to sort out all these particular persons around the world, then that means you had plan A, plan B, plan C. We're now plan W, to plan W. And it seems as though all the convictions, the faith, the expectations of what can happen with this property, and you could be able to put that down in a letter of understanding and in a memorandum of understanding and heads of agreement, those things have been shaved down just to be able to show that we did what we say we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the people of Grand Bahama can get the short end of the pole.
That's where you feel.
That's how I see. That's how I see this. And this is what has happened in our country over time. Of these particular constituencies find themselves at the short end of the stick, of the receiving stick, and the messy end of that stick will keep slipping every time you touch it. So now your hands stink and you still ain't getting hold of the stick strong. But when you find yourself in this kind of a position, I think it would have been the best posture. The government is spending $1 million a month on this particular entity. It would have been the best thing for them to look for some people locally to purchase this. It's just me.
Yeah, you've always said that about this particular project. I think at this particular point, the Grand Bahamian people are saying that whatever can happen, make it happen. Because, by God, we need something to happen in Grand Bahama. That's the word I'm getting on the ground.
We keep getting stuck between the same, the lesser of both evils, the lesser of two evils. We keep getting stuck in the position that we're never going to find a true sense of growth and development if we always choose the lesser of two evils. That means that we know in the whole package the devil in the details. We know that.
Yeah, but
at the onset, before me and you get together, I already let you know. Now, listen, this ain't in the best interest, but you could go either horrible or not so bad. But you, as it relates for the people of Grand Bahama, why we always got to be in the same position again?
Well, Howard, you left Grand Bahama. You're a Grand Bahamian. You left Grand Bahama. You came to the capital island. You came to New Providence to secure your family, as you've said before. Those people in Grand Bahama, you know better than I do the struggle that they go through from day to day. I don't think they, at this particular time, are looking at this year after year for the next decade or you know, the next 20 years. They're looking at, how can I eat today? And this news that's coming by their way is just a message of hope that possibly something is now going to happen where I can take care of my family on the island of Grand Bahama. I think you are a forward thinker. I think that you would like to see a measure that's going to truly affect change and economic growth in Grand Bahama. But right now, the heart of the people, I think right now it's simple that, you know what, we just need something, anything to work at this time, because in the short term, we want our families to survive. I think that's where they're at.
There's no survivability here. None. In making this determination, economists, strategists, and all those persons, statisticians, all those persons who are responsible for being able to come together, economists, whoever you want to be able to make a determination for, environmentalists, I don't care who you put in this room. As we look at what's happening the world over, as we look at wars, mm-hmm. as we look at not just this kind of war where there is demolition and all these particular things happen between Palestine and Russia, we're not looking at that. If we look at the potential of what can the backlash of a potential tariff war, right? If we look at, and we're already seeing that, the executive of Walmart already gone back to the White House to be able to say to the president of the United States of America, hey, reconsider these things. We've already seen being able to step back to these things because the economy will be hit significantly. Mm. We know that we're coming to an end of this 90-day period, and we're hearing talks now about being able to alleviate this kind of a strong tone that both China and America had as it relates to being able to move towards this tariff war and no one standing down. We see all these things. And you think this is a good time to make a purchase of this particular magnitude? You think this is a good time? Okay, so now you fix this place. Watch it. You fix this place, you pour millions and millions and millions of dollars into this place. The Free National Movement government purchased it for $60 million, okay? Mm-hmm. And $1 million a month they have spent just to keep the place open. Just to keep the place open. From that time, $1 million a month they spent to keep this place open. Okay. Air conditioned, so the place don't get moldy, so forth and so on. All right. Now, you make a determination to be able to renovate this place. You got to gut the place. You got to fix this place. You got to do marketing, promotion. You got to put at least $150 million to $250 million into this place to bring it up to par. Now, you're 36 months in. At this 36-month juncture, you're looking around the world and saying, people, come to the Bahamas. Come to the Bahamas. And you don't know what the economic environment can be. You don't know. You see what the papers say today? The papers said today, GDP growth, 3.4%. Economic activity exceeds expectations. Mm-hmm. Exceeds expectation. Mm-hmm. You didn't even expect to grow. You heard John Rowell come out and talk to you about the slowing numbers and the potential that could happen. This determination that you can sell. Now, this selling wasn't for you. This sell is for the Bahamian people and the Grand Bahamian people to say, listen, we did as we said to you that we would.
We're in campaign season. Yes.
But this doesn't make sense. The energy and the effort that you're pouring into this event, into this particular thing at this time. 2 years ago, this is a different conversation. I wouldn't have this with you. 12 months ago, this is a different conversation. I wouldn't have had this with you. 6 months ago, after the prime minister keep coming out to say he believes, you remember this? About the sale of the hotel in Grand Bahama. Now, all of a sudden, they're guaranteed this position after the economic environment has shifted entirely. Mm-hmm. Globally, mm-hmm. to make this kind of a position, it says to me, I don't know what's going to happen over the next 36 months. I personally would not invest in this. But if I was in it 24 months ago, then I had to see it through. But I personally, I just read a story for you from 2007, 2008, where Harcourt said that the economic bubble bursts and we see the hotel in Grand Bahama the dilapidated.
Boy, this is rough.
It's the same thing. I keep telling you, history itself. During the last election in 2007, 2008, you made this poor decision. You sell it to Harcourt. There was all these allegations about this kind of a quick sale. And boom, the bubble burst in United States of America. The housing crisis happened. Mm-hmm. And no money couldn't move nowhere, no how.
Yeah, I remember the law.
You don't think this could happen again?
It's possible. Your phone's all lit up. Let's see what they have to say then, Howard.
323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. I can take one call, then go to a commercial break. Call okay. Brian, go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
You need to take a breath.
Okay.
Howard's breathing. He's breathing.
No, he ain't breathing. Sometimes you talk nonsense. Okay? Now, the tariff argument is now between 10% and 30% between America and China. Okay, so, you know, that has been resolved.
No,
But the issue of the economics.
No.
The issue of who controls the economics. Our economics.
How you can say that issue has resolved? Let me ask you this question. Since you said talking foolishness, let's do this.
Yes.
Over the past 3-4 weeks, over the past 2 months, almost every day we woke up and the tariffs shifted. In the middle of the day, tariffs shifted. They increased significantly. Yeah. Now we see the economic impact of what's happening in the United States of America.
No. Hold it. See, watch what's happening. Even though the tariffs are shifting, they're shifting down. Okay? People are coming to the table.
But we're still dealing with volatile leadership out of United States of America that could wake up tomorrow morning and make a decision.
No. Understand what's happening in Grand Bahama. Okay? Grand Bahama is an entity. It's a person. Okay? It has all the rights and privileges of a Bahamian person. Okay? Now, what's going to happen in Grand Bahama has to happen from the outside. And if you were watching the news, as I know you should, you will see that sometime before the end of this year, King Charles and Donald Trump are supposed to meet. You know what they're meeting about? They are meeting about primarily the Chinese influence off the eastern seaboard of America. And when they make up their mind about what they're going to do about that, when Grand Bahama takes off this time, no government, no East Bay Street group is going to be able to stop that. Okay? The fellas coming back for their things. And that's just how it's going to be.
I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I do appreciate it. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and we're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Cable Bahamas Group of Companies is proud of the incredible work our Alive Fiber technicians and sales representatives do every day on the front line and behind the scenes. To our loyal customers, we thank you for believing in us as we've hit the 20,000 subscriber mark. We couldn't have done it without you. Not with us yet? What are you waiting for? Join the Alive Fiber family today. Visit AliveFiber.com to sign up.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stroller, walk with grandma, or sprint. Just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings and wellness sessions. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth programs. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10 plus. Everyone that registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email ZontaClubOfNassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. 323-622-3235-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-47966. Sigh. If you speak to the right 300 people, you would also hear that Nassau, you also hear in Nassau that there is a move towards Hubert Minnis. There's somebody texting. Says what? That depending on who you speak with, that's essentially what they're saying.
When you read that again.
Because it's Sai, if you speak to the right 300 people, you will also hear in Nassau that there is a move towards Hubert Minnis, and all that's in quotation, right? And so essentially what they're saying is that despite, no matter who you talk to, there's always this sort of an idea of being able to trend towards direction. That was to your position about people that are trending towards the PLP.
Yeah. But
from this call out of Grand Bahama.
Guess what? I'm going to go over there and find out.
The PLP don't believe you, right, that you got that call from Grand Bahama. Well, they may have been in Grand Bahama calling about South Andres.
Yeah, but I going over. I'll be over there. I'll be over there to find out.
When you go ahead.
How are you going this week?
To Grand Bahama?
Yeah, I don't just talk this thing. I can do this thing.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to fight you.
And I guess what they say, it depends on which 300 you talk. But that is also true. It all depends which 300 you talk to, but the Bible do.
Well, that's the truth.
Okay, then. So they tell something. And apparently they believe in something. So why can't I believe in something? This is the problem I'm having with politics in this country, Howard Grant. You people want everybody to be just like you. But when these people do nonsense, you want us to stand by the nonsense that they do as if we are not affected by the nonsense. We can't allow this. We have people who promise you. They promise you. Every 5 years, they promise you. Promise you, promise you. We've been living on the last 25 years on promises. And you people are still saying, well, you know, that's my party. Man, the hell with you type of people, man. I'm so sick and tired of y'all. Y'all got to want something better for your children and your grandchildren. You got to want this thing.
You want it for them.
But if you ain't want it, then you stay in the bush where you is. That's why I live where I live, Howard Grant. I try to stay far away from people like y'all because you're all dangerous. Very dangerous.
Let me read this here. This is wow. He says, wow, there is a potential sale for the hotel and you guys continue to complain. He says, the country is growing and you complain.
Yeah.
Dude, both of you and your host is making no sense. This is the text is coming through.
What I say? You see how these people don't listen?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I never said anything like that. I can say this to you. I said to you.
My wife want a new fridge right now. Now, nothing wrong with the fridge, what I have.
Well, these people just make you sick.
Hold on. Let's bring this into real life terms. My wife wants a new fridge right now. Nothing wrong with the fridge that I have. So I have to put on my fridge for wife.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that I stop all the projects that I'm working on, stop having to pay my children graduating, my daughter graduating this year, the children got to go to this. I can't stop everything what I'm doing to ensure that I can be able to instantly provide a fridge for my wife when it doesn't go with what we've actually indicated. We put that on the list and we move towards those things. This purchase for the hotel in Grand Bahama has been on the list for a long time. Political organizations has looked over this and they tried their hardest to be able to make this particular thing work and it didn't work. But now that we're finding ourselves in the position where we know that Grand Bahama is essentially FNM country,
yes,
and the PLP is seeking to be able to do as best as they can,
yes,
to create inroads to find the support they need to win. I told you the PLP would do whatever it takes. Now we're hearing a conversation about the potential of being able to sign this off. I commend the government. However, I say, do we do the due diligence? That's it. With the mooring issue out of Exuma the other day, we're seeing that it wasn't due diligence done. With this issue between Staniel Key and Samson Key, the allegations coming from Staniel Key is that the potential with Integra is that the due diligence wasn't done. When Obi was dealing with Bimini Bay, the due diligence wasn't done at the forefront. When we were dealing with SpaceX and the Falcon 9 and all these particular things, due diligence wasn't done. All I'm saying, your guts, you know, kind of wrap up in this kind of an idea that he wrong and he could see these things happen. All I'm saying is that it has been a trend with governments that they have not done the due diligence to ensure that there is sustainability for growth and development for the people who are now supporting these things. When you look at the things that are coming out of Grand Bahama, hardly anything was due diligence done. And now you can put these particular places in work, right? This has had almost 2,000 workers in Grand Bahama, 1,300 to almost 1,800 workers in Grand Bahama at the peak of their operation. The potential of persons being able to find their way back to that. Now watch me. You open up this hotel, I get excited, think about getting back home, leave the job, leave all these things, eager to go back home because I ain't got to pay rent, so forth and so on, and the hotel can't stay open for 12 months.
Y'all have been through that before.
We didn't go through this before. See, why we can't have a real conversation here? Why you have to take it because of politics?
Let me tell you why.
We didn't go through this before.
You know what happens? That's how we have opened our doors, and it's no fault of ours, but you have opened the doors to commentary. Everyone doesn't have the same level of intellect that you do. So everyone cannot comprehend everything that you do. We are not the most brightest people in the world, but I'm almost certain we're not the dumbest either. And so you're opening up the doors for conversation. Conversation has two doors, one in and one out. We have all been allowed to come into this conversation to bring your opinion and share your opinion and why you believe your opinion would be factual. The one thing that I can respect about Howard Grant and Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, is that we seek to tell the truth. That's what it is. So tell us first that we're telling lies. If you're not telling lies,
every
then it must be the truth.
Over the past 36 months in this country, you could look at, and the first thing is, where is the environmental impact assessment, the EIA? You did that? Well, we didn't have a chance. We can go back and do these particular things. Almost has some sort of implication where you want to be able to beautify and all these things, but you've skipped the process to see whether or not you can destroy our mangrove, whether or not you can destroy our fish bed, whether or not you can destroy these things. All you want to do is get to your capitalism desire and your money. And simultaneously, all the government wants to do is show you that we're working for you.
Because they want to win the election.
Something in the middle there got to say, are we doing this right?
So that's all I'm
saying.
Did
we do this correctly?
You said on your show, Howard Grant, that there's a minimum of 10 candidates for the Progressive Liberal Party that needs to be changed. They need to be gone. Okay? Some PLPs wouldn't be happy about that. Some of them say, more of them need to be gone. But yet, the F of them only got 5 people sitting in the House of Assembly. So we need 34 more of you to step up in order to contest the next election. I'm saying this to you, and you know what you're telling me? I need to stay out your business. So how are you going to be the government and promise me fire trucks and everything else, and you only got 5 of y'all sitting in there? Y'all want to talk about what y'all going to purchase these fire trucks for, but we're still looking for man, thank you, Jesus, I didn't cuss just now. We're still looking for the drone. We had the drone and the drone money. See, these things we can be asking because we are citizens of this country. We're not trying to get on anyone's nerve. I'm not trying to make you look bad. I'm simply saying in the name of decency, these questions need to be answered. You can't come here promising God nothing like that. I don't take promises that lightly.
I agree with you. Let's take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. And what's his name again?
Garth.
I ain't nobody. I hot. I just hot. But
Garth,
good to hear from you.
You were correct in your speech when you said the Athenians and Grand Bahama are now leaning towards the PLP. Howard, let me give you a little illustration. Yesterday, Trump decided him and China's president to lower the tariffs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
15% and 15% for China and 10% for the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can see the optimism in what Mr. Davis and his administration is talking about with the sales, the heads of agreement to be signed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why I say that. Were the due diligence done when your former administration purchased that particular hotel?
Who former administration?
Due
no.
Okay. Now,
the due diligence was... We could go all the way back to 2007. When they sent it to hard court, they didn't do the due diligence then either.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you, you think the persons in Grand Bahama going to lean towards the PLP administration if they can't see and start to feel what's taking place in Grand Bahama? Real man?
I don't think they will.
Well, that's your opinion. I have an opinion of my own also. Howard, at the end of the day, right, Michael Pintard sat in cabinet, okay, when those heads of agreement were signed,
okay,
to purchase that particular hotel. But now, not you personally, but the FNM want to put the onus on the PLP and say because the PLP is not a government. Yes, that is correct. But there is a lot of due diligence got to be done before this general election to make some things right that the last FNM administration left the behemoth public hole in the purse, okay? Have a nice day, guys.
I appreciate you, man. If you want to be able to take it like that, you have to take into consideration that both Michael Pintard and current Prime Minister Brave Davis sat around when there was decisions made that of a lot of us, from an argumentative standpoint, could indicate that this was not for the truth, growth, and development of the country. Now Brave Davis sits in the position where we could find him sitting in the seat of authority and still being not rectifying those issues or those decisions that were made, and making other decisions that goes to contrary to what we believe that we can do as a community in terms of being able to move forward. So I don't know where your argument is. I don't know where this old man Perry Christie made some horrible decisions for this country, and he's still the prime minister. Michael Pintard sat around the table and found himself vying for a position of prime minister in this country when Hubert Minnis, in our view, argumentatively made some decisions that were contrary to what we did. If you're going to talk about due diligence, I don't see any administration taking the time out, because they only got 5 years, to be able to ensure that due diligence is done in these areas. I just said to you the other day that we've seen Exuma more specifically being able to be the highlight of this, to say that they have not done their due diligence over the past 4 deals that they've made. But Chester Cooper is a businessman. And the first time ever, Chester Cooper now has the scissors to cut that red tape to get to expedience. And as a result of cutting that red tape, now we say, hey, Chester, wait. What about this due diligence and these things? You can mess this up. He said, okay, we can pull back on this one. We can pull back on that. This is what governments do. Don't look at me as an idiot for being able to ask whether or not our government is doing the due diligence. If this was 18 months ago, I would not ask this question. I can be honest with you.
Yeah,
This was 18 months ago, Garth, I would not ask whether or not the government has done what they were supposed to do as it relates to being able to sell the hotel. If this was the beginning of 2023, I wouldn't talk about this. I would say the PLP find these things, and then after the purchase, we're going to have to do some investigation and talk like the way we'll be talking if we didn't see some things moving. Yeah. But just before general election?
Well, I definitely put myself before the Grand Bahamians. I think they have more to say on this than I do. You are Grand Bahamian, Howard Grant. That's why I'm following your lead.
I'm not living in Grand Bahama, though. I know, can't
and
say
that's why
to
I
you,
said I'm going to go over there.
Right.
See,
I can't say to you
these people
they
can
do,
talk all they want to talk, but I go and go find out. That's
I can't say.
Yeah.
I can't say what's happening in Grand Bahama now. I put my foot in my mouth with my cousin to say that the intent of what was supposed to happen in Grand Bahama, based upon what I've seen over the past 2 election cycles, 3 election cycles in Grand Bahama with the FNMs in West Grand Bahama, and how you could win that constituency by being able to do so. This man, he get blown out in constituencies that the FNM normally win.
Mm-hmm.
He get blown out. So I couldn't tell you that Grand Bahama is not trending towards the PLP. Mm-hmm. I would dare not say that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But I could say to you, based upon information that has been released to us and we've ingested over time, that is unlikely.
Well, I've heard that from some FNMs. That's why I'm telling you that.
That's unlikely.
Well, it is what it is.
That's unlikely.
But like I'm saying to you again, as you take this break, you got to take care of your organization. Make sure your organization is attractive. That's all I'm simply saying. I'm not beating down anybody. Just make your organization more attractive. Right now, you are needing to have some desired lift given to your party. It's not in the best shape. I mean, looking at it from outside in, I don't see it as being healthy. But if you say you're healthy, go into the election like you are. I would like to see if you win. I'm willing to take the bets. I don't even gamble, but boy, Jesus, let me find some money. Let me put that on the table, because look, I can win some money this time.
To see who
win? I know who can win. If you keep going the way you're going, I got money.
The PLP can win.
I got money.
That's what you said.
I got money.
Quick break, guys.
I sell in my boat. I sell my house.
Oh,
I sell everything.
Said,
I got money.
I thought you could say your body. You say
no.
Stop. Let's take a quick commercial break. Be right back after this, right?
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take these telephone calls quick as possible. Call on the line, go ahead. Call on the line, go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. 362-3232-54316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Howard?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
All is well, man. What's happening?
I'm okay. Is God there?
God right here. You're listening to the show. We right here. Go ahead. We only got a couple of minutes before we end.
Well, they're going to sign a heads of agreement on Thursday. Right?
Mm-hmm. They got a, what, I heard you say?
They're going to sign a heads of agreement on Thursday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, they're going to make 2.5 years. They answer my letter for Pittstown, and Harry Christie signed a heads of agreement since April 2005, Pittstown, okay. Crooked Island. God, you have you say you have some money and you want bet.
Yeah.
Mm. You got $50,000 to invest in Fabco, is that?
We can talk later off the show.
I can let you go. I appreciate the telephone call. Guys. These last few minutes, I just want to be able to have a clear conversation. Country. And what we're looking at, I know Grand Bahamian people would say, yeah, well, how would you move away from Grand Bahama? You're going to take care of your family and so forth and so on. Now you're in a better position. Grand Bahamian people are looking for, talk to me, God.
Yeah, listen in.
They say that Grand Bahamian people are looking for instant gratification. They're looking for something. They're in a survivor's mode. They need to be able to get from Monday to Tuesday, from Tuesday to Wednesday. And there isn't this kind of a great optimism about our future without being able to survive to tomorrow. And is this sort of the sentiments that you're hearing coming out of Grand Bahama?
That is the sentiments. And what I'm hearing from you today is that as you go forward, you have to guard yourself. Remember the history. Make sure that you have a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. And this is one thing that we as a people have failed to do because we depend on government so much to take care of us. I have not worked Howard Grant from 2016, and I've taken care of myself. I've done what I had to do to survive, and I commend the people of Grand Bahama because Howard Grant, I told you, they're some kind of special people. When I went there, I was distraught myself when I saw the International Bazaar and the condition of that. I went throughout the city, I think supermarket or plaza, and man, it's like 5-6 taxis were out there all day long trying to hustle a job. And no one was coming. The straw market was I mean, it was just bare. It was nobody there. And so you people who are surviving in Grand Bahama, we're praying for you here in Nassau. We're wishing the best for you. I know Howard is wishing the best for you. We're hoping that this is something different that's about to occur that will go through and last the test of time. But right now, I would listen to Howard Grant. I will keep my guard up, but continue to pray for the best.
I want to say this, Garth, before we get out of here, I want to say this to y'all. My very first car was a Jeep Cherokee that I wanted. I bought it from a family member. He was driving a Jeep Cherokee in Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
It was just down for a long time. I figured, it's a good-looking Jeep Cherokee. I like this. I always like big cars. And he said he'd give it to me for $500. I didn't have the whole $500. I didn't have the whole $500.
You ready to know what type of Jeep that was?
let me go with the story. Let me go with the story, right? $500.
Yeah.
I give the man for the Jeep Cherokee. Right?
It was running?
I had to go get the $500 from Grammy. I said, Grammy, let me $500 to get it. Jesus, God, he couldn't give that to you. He needed to charge you $500. I said, Grammy, say $500.
I have a Grammy on this one.
Grammy always got the wisdom, right? So I give him the $500. I get the Jeep Cherokee. I call him. My auntie had some Spanish fellas who was dealing with the engine. He could pull the engine together. Boom, boom, boom. He cut the thing on, no more smoke coming out of that. Boom, right? Every time I drive to Freeport, my whole cabin inside the car was smoky. When I pick up my woman, who is now my wife, she had to have her head out the passenger window. I had my head out the driver's window, and that's how we had to drive the car because the exhaust, the manifold was cracked underneath and was coming into the thing.
And she still stayed with you?
And she loved me, right?
She had to love you.
I buy tons of cars
all that carbon monoxide.
I buy tons of cars after that. My point to you is that because of my eager posture position, this sort of an idea that I'm sick and tired of her catching bus to come here and me in 8 Mile Rock, be borrowing my uncle's car. I need to have ownership. I'm man now.
Yes.
I got woman. I need to have car.
Yeah.
I made a decision with $500, was a measly investment to some, but was a big investment for me because that could change my life. And what? It cost me more money in maintenance and development just to have what I perceived to be a vehicle, and I was still ill-prepared to do what I was supposed to do. My only point to Grand Bahamians right now, as you sit in this kind of a posture, ready to be able to shake your pom-poms for the idea of what's happening, yes, keep your pom-poms ready. Yes, I commend the government for taking on their position to be able to find a suitable candidate to take on these particular positions, but let's be clear.
Yeah.
We got to do our due diligence. Is this the right fit for the Bahamian people right now? That's all I'm asking you. This ain't dissing the government. This ain't cussing them out. This ain't saying you shouldn't do it. Is this the right fit right now?
Well, if they didn't do it, I know they would have paid the price for not doing it. So they in a catch-22. And Howard Grant, it's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Let me take 30 seconds of this call. Call, I can give you 28 seconds. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Howard.
Hey.
Yeah, I called it earlier and I was moving around. Yeah, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Don't let them bother you. You know I'm with you, man. You know this. But Howard, I got a big joke here. You know, thanks for giving a chronology of lack of due diligence, right? Because the people don't have no intelligence. That's what they're telling me and you. But I'm not going to even comment GP as a run-up to elections. And I told you guys, watch out for the giving up of contracts and using the Treasury as their political mileage, right? But I'm not going to even comment. And I'm hoping by the line would even... be able to document, or there's some documentation to prove this. Otherwise, to me, I'm not going to believe it. You see what I'm saying? Oh, what do you mean by 3.4? Freedom of the information will show this. Only Lyne could explain to me now how they could tell me this, and I could believe this, Howard. It's their job to lie to the masses. Because if you don't have the freedom of the information, how I know if it's disinformation? Well, let's wake up, man. This is the plantation.
Wow, I appreciate you, 52. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. This week, we could jam and we continue to be able to do those things. Like I said, I got a shout out to all those persons, all those mothers, all those persons who had a wonderful weekend this week. And was able to kind of show your mother some kind of a love and doing those things. I commend you. I encourage you to remember that Father's Day is approaching also. Amen. Let's be decent in these kind of areas. All right. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. God spare our life right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation.